Good morning, we're Masechet Tzvachim Daf Memchet 48. We're on the Amud, at the top of the Amud. So the quote from the Mishnah is Par V'Sair Shel Yom HaKippurim. Okay, so I actually thought about, I don't think yesterday I explained sufficiently what they were. So the Par and the Sair, the Par is the Kohen Gadol brings the special, the Par, which is his own Par, right? That's the Par which is for the Kohen Gadol and for his family and for other Kohanim, etc. It's a kapara for them. And then the Seir over here is, you know, there's the two Seirin. There's the Seir LaHashem and the Seir LaHazazel. So the Seir LaHazazel goes wandering off into the desert, and the Seir LaHashem, this is it, this is the Seir, right? And that's really a makor for a lot of the Dinim of Chatat, right? And the Chataot. And again, we saw in the Mishnah, those two, both these two Seirim aren't a classic Chatat because they're burnt outside. Right, they aren't burnt inside. All right.
The par.
Sure. This par we speak about here is the par of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. We say had another par afterwards in the Mishnah. That was the par Halem Davar. Remember, we had two. Then parim and shavim shichidim shichidim tzafon. The second par down at the bottom, that was the par. That's the sirei avodat kochavim shukshu the par Halem Davar. Also, that was the par halem davar, which is what when Am Yisrael make a mistake because of the beit din, they bring the par. That's that par, and the seer of the avodah zorah, right? That was we learned all of these things in.
That's also a par for his own chatan.
That's a regular par, not Yom Kippur par. Are we speaking here? These ones are speaking about Yom Kippur par, right? Exactly. What? The Kohen Gadol's chatan is a par, and not a keves. Right, that's okay. So now, parsi yishev yom kippur. The Gemara says like this: Michdi tzafon beolakativ. What is our ultimate source for the everything being in the north? It comes from Ola, right? Rashi brings the pasuk there. It says, "Gabe olatzon bevayikra veshachatoto al yerach hamizbeach tzafon." Actually, to be honest with you, I wanted to have a chumash open.
We'll just keep a chumash.
Let me just go quickly to Vayikra and have it ready. We're going to see. We're going to need Psukim just now. Okay, we'll get there. All right. So it says the Makor is Vashachat Oto Al Yerech HaMizbeach Tzafona. That's the first passage we got yet. Interesting. Rashi brings the passage because it was in his Gemara. Right? So he writes the Torah Or, actually. But the same people. I think the Torah or Masura Shas, the original Masura Shas Torah or I think are the same people, the same person. Yeah, I think. And the Ein Mishpah Ner Mitzvah. I think that it's been built upon afterwards. What?
I think only the Gospel has it printed in there. The general.
What, the Psukim?
Yeah.
No, the old Gemara is Masura Shas, and it'd just be like on the side of the Gemara. Like Yemeni's Gemara, it's got a star, and it tells you the Pasuk. It doesn't bring the whole Pasuk, but it tells you the Pasuk. But Rashi had to bring Rashi never had it, so he tells the Pasuk. Okay, so michti tzafon bolakativ nitni ola bereisha. Why don't we first mention the olam? It's fair, right? The ola is the makor for tzafon. So let's talk about the ola. Why are we talking about the par and the seir? The Gemara says no, or the chatat. Sorry, why don't we talk about the chatat? The Gemara says no, chatat. This is amazing. Gemara, this. I did ati midarsha chavivelei. He says, why do we do it? Because it's a drosha. We got a pasuk for the ola. Okay, so there's a pasuk, but we got a drosha for the chata. That chachamim, so to speak, like learned from a drosha. Therefore, that comes first. The Gemara says, if that's the case, venitni chataot achitzonot. Okay, so you're telling me that the chatat is a drosha, but then bring the chatat achitzonot. Why are you starting with the chatat inside, right? So he says, I imagine that the Gemara's question here is, there's no rashi on this, but that the Gemara's question is that they're more common, right? They're more common, the chataot outside than inside. So why not start with the outside? The Gemara says, "Ayde nichnas daman difnau lefnim chavivelei." Again, because they sort of more. How do they translate the word chavivelei? Like it, appreciate it, wanted, happier, special, dear. Okay, that dear. So now the Gemara says, "V'tzvona ba'ola hechiketiva." So now you tell me that it's all relying on the chatat. So it's interesting. Rashi brought the pasuk already, right? But here it comes. So it's where do we have it in the tzafon? Because the pasuk says, "V'shachatoto al yerech hamizbeach tzafona." Okay, the verse is beautiful. Now, See, it's a pity that we should actually, for the first time, I think it's probably necessary, we should all be holding a chumash in our hands. But since you haven't all got a chumash in your hands...
You have telephones.
Okay, so even if you got telephones, you go to Vayikra, open up, whoever wants to open up the psukim, find the psukim of Vayikra. Mamash Vayikra Aleph. Because Vayikra Aleph, this comes from the Vayikra Aleph Yud Aleph, right? Vayikra Aleph Yud Aleph, there's a parsha stuma, start for imin atzon, pasuk yud. Says ve'im min atzon korbano min aksavim or min aizim la'ola zachar tamim yakrivenu. Okay, then it says ve'shachato yirbech amizbech tzafoni b'lashem zarku b'nero akonim b'tumon zbech savim. That's our pasuk, Yud Aleph. Right, so talk, Perek Aleph, Vayikra Aleph, Vayikra Aleph, Perek Aleph, right, pasuk Yud. Okay, that's where the parsha starts. Can you see that? Nichoach Lashem, there's a stuma there, there's a samach. Right, the parsha starts over there. So if from tzon, from talking about tzon now, korbano min haksavim, that come from the ksavim, umin aizim la'ola, zachat min yakrivenu, v'shachat oto al yerech ha'mizbeach tzafon ha'ashem, v'zarku b'nei Aaron ha'kohanim et tumah mizbeach tzafon. That's the pasuk. So now the Gemara says, okay, where's the makor for the pasuk? V'shachat oto al yerech ha'mizbeach tzafon. The Gemara says, okay, ashkem b'nei tzon. Our pasuk is speaking about tzon, because the media pasuk before, which is where the parsha starts, says, v'im in ha'tzon. Ah, ben bakar min alay. That's all very well for the regards to tzon. What about ben bakar? We're talking about bakar. We don't have ben bakar. From the Gemara says, no problem. Amar kra, v'im min ha'tzon. Right? And that pasuk is the pasuk immediately before that, which I read. Ve'im min ha'tzon. Right? How does it help us? Says the Gemara, vav mosif al inyan rishon. Ve'ilamed elyon mitachton. So now we've learned in pasuk Yud Aleph that it's Yerech HaMizbeach Tzafona, and Yud Aleph is referring to the parsha of Tzon. Now, if you go back to the previous parsha starts on Pasuk Hey. Right? It says, V'shachat et ben habakar. So there's our answer. There's ben habakar. Lifnei Hashem. V'yikrivo b'nei Aaron ha'kohanim et tumah mizbeach. If you look at the whole parsha of ben bakar, it doesn't mention Tzon. It doesn't mention Tzafon. Where does it mention Tzafon? In Tzon. So we're telling us there's a limud here. The vav of vav ve'im min hatzon, and that vav is telling us whatever applies to tzon, apply up as well to ben bakar. So we've got tzafon in tzon, we can throw it up the limud into ben bakar. Before, that's the limud.
Every single pasuk starts with a vav.
Every single vav, ve. No, but no, because this is a parsha. This is the beginning of a parsha. Ve'im min hatzon is a new parsha. It's not all the psukim. There's a little. If you look at it, the essence here. But you bet your gimel, your dal are all parshas. You see there at the end of Reach Nichoach Lashem after your gimel is a pay. That's a parsha ptucha. You got a parsha stum and a parsha ptucha. But the end of parshiot, right? That's only in you the parsha stum and parsha ptucha is where they end in the middle of the on the line. A parsha ptucha means it's the end of the line. A parsha means the middle of the line. Let's not go into that now. There might be more to that. But the actual parsha, how's it, Michael? Starts v'im min hatzon korbano. And the actual parsha is v'shachat ben habakar. Okay? So there's order here. So it says here, vav. Now, Steve, there's plenty of chumashim here. We finished with the. Okay, all right. Thank you very much. Very kind of you. Okay, wait, leave it either. We can leave them later again. You know what? Leave them here, but remember to take them back afterwards. All right. Can I ask you a favor? You'll have the part. Very good. Thank you. Okay. The im. Okay. So Vamos Vanyani Shon, Vidyamedi Yom Mitachton. The Gemara says, okay, that's beautiful. Ha nichelaman dar melamdin. So that all works well for that school of thought that says we learn the tachton le'elyon, right? Then it works. But if you say we don't learn that, then what's hamakor ben bakar? We don't have any tzafon for ben bakar. Mark will finish this in about half an hour. All right. The Tanya, right? Because we've got a brighter. How do we know that there's a machloket? There's another brighter here, and that's why it's actually good that you got the chumashim. Go to Vayikra Hei now, quickly, while we're starting. Go to Vayikra Hei. Right? The pasuk says, Ve'im Nefesh. Right? That is Vayikra Hei, pasuk Yud Zayin. Vayikra Hei. It's also a new parasha. Can you see there's a pay there before the Yud Zayin? Can you see that? That's a parsha p'tucha, you see? Right? So, ve'im nefesh ki techeta v'asta achat mikol elu. What is this? This is a classic case of an Hashem talui. Right? Look at the pasuk. Ve'im nefesh ki techeta v'asta achat mikol elu v'Hashem asher lo ta'asile v'lo yada v'Hashem v'nasa v'lo. He's not sure. Right? It's an Hashem talui. He's not sure. It's there. We read an Hashem talui. Look at, let's just, before we get actually bogged down in the actual thing, let's just quickly look at the, before we get into the Gemara, let's look at the, stay in the psukim for a second, and go, while we end by Yikrei, go back now. You know what? I apologize. Let's do it in the Gemara, and we'll go according to the Gemara's order. Let's not try to be too clever. I don't want to be too clever. Okay. It says like this. So how do we know there's a machloket here, whether you do learn or you don't learn this limud of tachton mi'elyon? So we got a brighter. And the brighter says, right, im nefesh. And that's the difference with the pasuk we just saw now over here, which is about an Hashem talui. Right, look at Rashi there, the im nefesh, the very last wide lines of Rashi. Gabi Hashem talui ketiv b'vayikra. V'im nefesh ki techta, ulemale himena parashat me'ila. Okay, so now we'll go with the Rashi. So now take the Chumash, into the Chumash. So the parasha here, Yud Zayin, starts v'im nefesh ki techta. The previous parasha starts, if you go above that, right, it's v'yikra dalet kaf zayin. Sorry, so it's below that. Immediately above it is Mila. Sorry. Ulamala, no, immediately Mila. Nefesh ki timo. Yeah, if you go there, Pasuk Yudalit. By the Barashem Moshe Mo. You see that the end of the word there, Lekohen Kamincha, there's a Samach. Can you see that? That's the end of a parsha. Right? So the new parsha starts, Pasuk Yudalit. By the Barashem Moshe Mo. Nefesh ki timo mal v'chata bishgaga. So you're over on Meila, right? You got Hana'a from something about Amikdash. Bishgaga. Mikotchi Hashem, v'hevi et Hashemol Hashem ayot b'minatzon ve'kecha kesef shkalim b'shek lakosh l'Hashem. This pasuk is important. Let's just go through because we do it again later a lot. The pasuk is speaking about Me'ila, and it says now you were over on Me'ila bishgaga. Therefore, you're going to bring an Hashem, a korban Hashem. It's an ayil, and it's be'erkecha kesef shkalim b'shek lakosh, and it's 2 shekels worth of kosh. Just remember that for later on. Okay, it's not for now. But we see on Me'ila is the previous parasha. Blah, blah, blah. And the next parasha starts, Ve'im nefesh ki techeta v'astachat mikum mitzvot. So the parasha which starts Pasuk Yudalid is the parasha of Me'ila. The parasha that starts Pasuk Yudzayin is the parasha of an Hashem Talui. So now look at this. We've got an Hashem Talui is the second parasha, and Me'ila is the first parasha. If you want to say, like we just learned now, that you learn the top from the bottom, then what we're going to learn that Me'ila, if you got a suffix, if you brought Me'ila or not, if you did Me'ila, then bring an Hashem Talui. You got it? We're going to link the two and say, there's Me'ila and there's Hashem Talui. But Me'ila also has an Hashem Talui element of it. Let's look here. This is a brighter. Let's look at Rashi now. V'lemala himena parshat Me'ila. Vada'it, that's Me'ila. Sheyada. לאחר זמן שנהנה מן הקוד מן ההקדש בשוגג וחבין עליה שם ודאי. Now, in the bright, so that's the pasuk. And then we got there, so the bright is like this. ואם נפש, what's it telling us? לחייב על ספק מעילות השם תלוי דרבי עקיבא. The pasuk is talking about מעילה ודאי, that you definitely over on מעילה. The next pasuk speaks about a concept of a safek, and Hashem Talui. Rabbi Akiva says, we learn from Hashem Talui up to Me'ila. Why do the parsha go one after the other? We've got that Vav HaMosif, the Hekesh upwards, and we learn that. But Chachamim Potrin, Chachamim say no. So the Gemara says, my love, Baha'i Kemifliga, isn't this the Machloket? That's exactly the Machloket. Mar Saba Lemidin, Mar Saba Lemidin. So that was our Gemara's question. Our Gemara's question was that where we know, right, about Ben Bakar and Ben Atzon is because we say Vav Mosif al Nyan Rishon al Elyon, but that only works well according to, at the moment, we understand it, Rabbi Akiva. To Chachamim, how would we learn it? So now the Gemara leaves our question and now gets involved in this question of the actual limud itself of Rabbi Akiva. Okay, so just remember our question though. Our question was how do we know Ben Bakar, but we're going to answer it now through this. The Gemara says like this because we see this about Loket. The Gemara says, "Amar Papa, no, the kule alma limidin." Right, everyone agrees. There's nobody who says that you don't learn that limud. So why do Rabbanan say you patur? V'hainu taimed rabbanan. Why did they say you patra rabbi rabbanan if they got a limud? Because it says ne'mar kan. They've got another limud. So let's remember, this limud is the hekesh. Okay, the vav is a hekesh, right? And the hekesh would tell us that you should be chayev in meila safek and asham talui. With me?
Mm-hmm.
That's the hekesh. But rabbanan have got exarish shava. Ne'mar kan. In the pasuk there of Hashem Talui, which we mentioned there, v'im nefesh kitechta, it says mitzvot. V'ne'emar b'chatat chaylev, mitzvot chatat chaylev, we learned a long time ago, is the classic chatat. Remember that? That's what's called. Chatat chaylev is a classic chatat. Because the classic chatat chaylev is, you thought it was shuman, thought it was fat, and you ate it, and it actually turned out to be chaylev. Remember? Everybody with me on that?
Yeah.
Huh? So that is a chatat chaylev. So in the pasuk of Hashem Talui, it says mitzvah. And in the pasuk of chatat chaylev, it says there as well, v'im nefesh achat lechata b'shkah mi'am ha'aretz b'yasta achat mi'mitzvot Hashem ha'shelo tazer av ha'shem. So we see there that he got the mitzvah as well. So they're learning, what do they learn? So he says, lakas shapapa. Ne'mar ka mitzvah v'ne'mar b'chatat chaylev mitzvah. Ma lahalan there in mitzvah chaylev? Davar, when are you chay v'chatat? Shechayavin al zdono karet v'al shkigato chatat. When do you bring a chatat, a classic chatat, only for something which, if you had done it b'meizi, you'd be chayav karet, did it b'shogeg, you bring a chatat. This is afkan, so too here, in a asham talui. When do you bring the asham? Shechayavin al zdono karet v'al shkigato chatat. If we knew that we had done it b'shogeg, we bring a chatat. We aren't sure. We think we might have done it. We bring an Hashem Talui. No, not Me'ila. Not Me'ila. On the contrary, everything else but Me'ila. Chatat. Chatat Chayle. Right? So he says, and that excludes Me'ila. Because Me'ila would not be, Me'ila is not an Isur Karet. If you did Me'ila B'mezid, you chayv on a love. You aren't chayv Karet. So therefore, Me'ila can't be a. Because you've got a Xereshava of Chatat Asham. This Asham Talui is linked to a Chatat. And when you bring a Chatat, if you be Chayev Karet. So you only bring an Asham Talui in a case where Vadai would be Karet and Shogeg would be Chatat. Ah, now we're not sure, you bring an Asham Talui. But a Me'ila, you wouldn't bring a Chatat for Me'ila. You would because of the, and yeah. But if it was a Mazid, you wouldn't be Chayev Karet.
That's why
Chachamim puts. Therefore, Chachamim say patur. Even though they do learn that normally, but in our particular case over here, the machloket is a different machloket. Clear?
Yep.
Okay. So, what's the new Rabbi Akiva? Doesn't know that. Rabbi Akiva never learned this Gzeira Shava. How come he says Yuchayev? Rabbi Akiva says Nakas. He says Kumala Halan Bekavua. Af kan bekavua laafukai chatat de tumat migdash ukdoshav de olev yoredu. So Rabbi Akiva's got a slightly different limud. Look at the Rashi here of Rabbi Akiva. How does he, Rabbi Akiva? Gama, what is he? Rabbi Akiva's got this Gzereshava, right? So what does he says he learns this Gzereshava for something else. He says this Gzereshava, which Rabbi Akiva is concerned, is not the Gzereshava that Chachamim are learning it. What is this Gzereshava, Rabbi Akiva says? Gama lahach. Gzereshava hachi. He says this is what the Gzereshava is for. He accepts the ma chatat korban kavua. Right? A chatat, as a rule, we know, is a korban kavua. La'ani v'kashir. Af asham talui. Therefore, he says that asham talui is also telling you that eino ba ela al safek chatat kavua. When you bring an asham talui, it's nothing with me'ila. Right? Nothing with karet. Chachamim were patur because they said that it's got to do with that you don't bring that chatat, right, only if there was karet. He says, forget about it. That's not what it's coming to teach us. Teaching us that you only bring an asham talui in a case where if you were going to bring a korban chatat, it would be a chatat kavua. Okay? He says, la'afuke, give you examples over here. La'afuke chatat de tumat migdash ugdoshav. That was our classic, which we had in Shavuot, remember? That you went into the Beit HaMikdash, you weren't sure if you were Tamei or you weren't Tamei, whatever the case was, you bring in a Korban or Levi or Red. If you were rich, you bring an animal. If you were poor, you bring a bird. And if you were really poor, you bring flour. So in a case like that, in any time that there's a Korban or Levi or Red, Chatat, if you've got a Safek, you don't bring an Asham. That's Rabbi Akiva's limud. He says, I need that. That's a different limud. So therefore, I haven't got that limud of Rabbanan. And therefore, I've still got my hekesh. Okay? That's the story of here. So this is Rabbanan. Right? How did Rabbanan deal with it? Rabbanan said, no. Ein gzeira shava lemechza. Rabbanan said, look at this. Look what it means. Rabbanan said, no. They don't like that gzeira shava. Why? Because it's a gzeira shava lemechza. What does it mean, gzeira shava lemechza? V'yechi de gamina la legabe ha milta gamur minen nami denoba ela safek karet. He says, no. We might, Rabbanan might even agree with Rabbi Akiva. Right? But you can't only take one aspect of the gzeira shava. Like you can't tell the gzeira shava there's a mitzvah, but only Chari says, no. We accept that it's that as well, maybe. But it's definitely teaching us as well across the board of Chatat and Asham of Inyan of Karet. Right? The Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva, nami ang gzeira shava lemechza. She said, Rabbi Akiva also agrees that you can't have gzeira shava lemechza. In other words, you also have to have learned that other part of the gzeira shava as well. Gemara says, anachi nami, you're right. Accepts the argument, says you're right. So we go back. So now what's the machloket? So you know what? Rabbi Akiva Savar of Im Nefesh Kativ Vav Mosif Valin Yan Rishon. So we go back to the original start now that the machloket here is actually around the hekesh or not. Because wait a second, Rabbanan Nami Hakativ Im Nefesh, but Rabbanan also need that Im Nefesh, right? So you can't tell me now that they argue. We just explained a second ago that they all agree on this. So they call me a machloket because according to you, then Rabbanan should say Chayev. You with me? Because they also got the hekesh. So Gemara says, you know what? Therefore, leime b'hai k'mifrika. This is the machloket. This is the machloket is not about the vav or mosif. In other words, everybody agrees on vav, which, by the way, answers our question, right? Because our question was, remember at the very beginning we said, ha nichel lemandem melamdin el lemandem emelamdin ma'ikel emaymar. Right? The guys who don't learn that vav, how will they learn? And we prove there isn't anybody who doesn't learn vav. They all learn vav. Okay, that's really the answer. Before we forget that, okay, let's go back to the sugav. Yeah. So what's machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbanan? Why Rabbanan say in this case they patur? He says demar savar hekesh adif, which is Rabbi Akiva. Therefore, he says we've got a hekesh and a gzera shava, and there's a stira between hekesh and gzera shava. So what takes preference? Because we learn the gzera shava and we learn the whole gzera shava. Even Rabbi Akiva would agree the gzera shava is not only to teach us about the kavua or not kavua; it also teaches us about karet. And now we're going to steer her between the limit of Kari, which would make us matir, say patur here, and the hekesh, which makes us say chayev over here. Rakiva says, if we've got a steer her, hekesh adif. Umar sabar, gzera shava adif. And that's the bottom line of why there's a machlok. Rakiva says, wait a second, velo. He says, the kula alma, hekesh adif. No, that's not true. We know that the halacha is, if there's a hekesh and a gzera shava, hekesh adif. Now, I wonder about myself, I didn't see any reason, any explanations here of why a hekesh should be adif. Anybody, maybe I missed it, but anybody can see a reason in their notes of why a hekesh should be adif. The only reason why I can think that a hekesh should be adif is when we learned that a gzera shava, you need a mesorah for a gzera shava. Where hekesh, you can learn your own. So maybe chachamim prefer learning things on their own, although I would think that maybe a gzera shava means it's a mesorah. So if it's a mesorah, it should override a hekesh, but I don't have an answer to that.
Each type of derivation, hekesh, adif, each type of derivation has its merits. A hekesh is more explicit in the verse because the Torah equates two concepts by placing them next to each other, whereas a verbal analogy is based on identical words in two different places. Conversely, a verbal analogy may be derived only on the basis of tradition. That's what I tell him, sorry, yeah. While it may not create a new verbal analogy, it has greater strength.
So basically just giving you both sides of the argument, not telling you which one. He's explaining to you why you would think each one, which is basically what I, you know.
This is a hekesh can limit gzera shava.
Well, that's what we're seeing over here. That's
maybe
the
that's why it's
but my question is why? That's exactly what we're saying. This is our proof that a hekesh is limiting gzera shava. Because Rabbi Akiva and Chachamim now both agree on the gzera shava.
It's just saying they're next to each other.
No, that's a hekesh, yeah, hekesh.
Okay, because there is logic.
But there's also logic to Masorah of Gzera Shava. Gzera Shava's got Masorah.
I would have thought Gzera Shava.
So that's, to me, instinctively, I would think Gzera Shava is much stronger, but and you can see it's everybody's right. Okay. Right.
Thank you.
It says, yeah, so that's the Machloket here. So it says, the word says, no, the Kula Alma Hekesh Adif. Yeah, you see, Robert, that's the Hekesh Adif, and that limits the Gzera Shava. Right? Because Gzera Shava, which says, Chatat, it has to be Karet, and therefore, Me'ila, Safak Me'ila, there's no courage, it shouldn't bring it. We say, no, we've got a Hekesh. Right? So now how will Rabbanan explain why, even though they agree the Hekesh is stronger, that here they are patur, right? Rabbanan will say this, we got this Hekesh. But Amir Rabbanan, Tachton hu de gamar me'elion la'asham bekesef shkalim. Remember I said at the very beginning, remember the Pasuk? We learned there in the Pasuk of Me'ilah that it tells us that at the end, if you got your Chumashim still open, right? Says there at the end of the pasuk of pasuk tetvav tamim min atzon be'erkecha kesef shkalim b'shekel hakodesh la'asham, and in the asham talui, it doesn't give you a value. This is v'asher min hakodesh alayim et chamishto yosif alav atanu tola kohen v'akohen yichaper alav v'im nefesh kitichlav asta achat kol mitzvot Hashem tasenav lo yada v'ashev tamim v'hevi ayil tamim min atzon be'erkecha la'asham el hakohen be'erkecha. Doesn't tell you shnei shkalim. Now shnei shkalim is quite expensive, eh? Shnei a lot of money for the me'ilah, right? So look over here. So Rabbanan said, what is that Hekesh teaching us? It's not teaching us what Rabbi Akiva thought it was teaching us. It's not telling us that you can bring an asham talui for a me'ilah. We accept the Hekesh. The Hekesh is telling us the other way around. Not tachton le'elyon, ele'elyon le'tachton, and the elyon, me'ilah, the above parashah is speaking about me'ilah, the asham is 2 shkalim, telling us that the value of the chatat for the safek, is for the asham talui, is 2 shkalim. Right? It's the other way around. Shelo tomar, now why do we need that limud? So you don't come and say, Lo yehe speiko charmu mivadai. We might think, what's going on over here? If vadai chatat is enough to bring it a ma'a, just an amount, there's a cheap amount. A safek chatat, which is an asham talui, has to be 2 shkalim, which is much more expensive. Now you would think, you would say, how can it be? A safek more expensive than a vadai? Never. That's why we've got this limud. To us, yes. So don't say that it can't be more expensive than a vada. It is more expensive than a vada. Right? My vado chatat bat danka. Look at Rashi. That's a danka. Shtut. And the smallest amount. Klomar ma kesef. Shu shtut shel dinar. 6 of a dinar. Velav dafke nakad. It's not even specific that. Ela damim kalim ba'alma. Any small amount, says Rashi. Shiloni tan la kitzba. It's got no particular measure. Right? Af sveiko asham bar danka. Therefore, you might think that the safek asham is bar danka, right? It's also just a little amount. It says no. Rabbanan said no. The safek is more expensive. It is 2 shkalim. Okay, that's right. Okay, we've done that beautifully. All right, we've gone through it now. So that was okay. Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva ha svaru minale. Where does Rabbi Akiva learn this? Rabbi Akiva learns it the other way around, remember. Rabbi Akiva learns the Hekesh from the Tachton to Elyon. He learns it that it's coming to teach us that there's a Safek, that Me'ilah, you bring an Asham Talui. So where does he learn that your Asham Talui has to be 2 shekel? Rad Nafkelei Mizot Torah HaAsham. Torah Achat L'Kol HaAshamot. Okay, that's a classic, wonderful pasuk that does it for everything, right? So they're all the same. And therefore, right, so it was a Tinach, Tinach Mandit Le Torah. That works only well for the person who learns that limud of Torah HaSham. But if you don't have that limud of Torah, where are you going to learn it from? Right? It says, Gamar be'erkecha be'chav. We've got a gzera shava over there of the Asham Talui, right? Which is the pasuk over here, which is Vayikra HaYudchet, which says, Ve'vi ayil tamim inatzon be'erkecha la'asham, in our parasha of Asham Talui, the second parasha. Right? And he's got a gzera shava to the Asham to Be'erkecha. That Be'erkecha comes over here later on. Ve'et Ashamo Yavid Hashem Al Tamim Ratzon Be'erkecha L'Asham. That's Asham Gzelot. Okay? So he's got a Gzera Shava over there. And if you go and if you look, it says there as well, Ve'et Ashamo Yavid Hashem Al Tamim Ratzon Be'erkecha L'Asham El HaKohen. And then there's another Gzera Shava that says Ve'tim Ol Ma'al. And then we bring that Gzera, so the 3-way Gzera Shava. That Gzera Shava has got Erkecha and Erkecha and Erkecha again to Me'ilah. So from that word, from the Erkecha, we get back to Me'ilah. So we don't need the hekesh. You with me? Right. She says, Teinach hechadichtir be'erkecha. That all works well for those ashamot where it's mentioned in the pasuk erkecha, because we've got exactly shalom back erkecha of asham of meila. Aval shivcha harufa delo ketiv be'erkecha. But there's an asham of a shivcha harufa, right? Remember what the shivcha harufa was, right? So he says, my, how are we going to learn about the asham? He says, there, gamar ba'ayil ayil, another gzera shava. So we sort it all out, beautiful. Basically, we've covered ashamot, we've covered me'ila, we've covered the value, we've covered Rabbi Akiva, why he says chayev, Rabbi Nawa, they say patur, we've learned that hekesh is stronger than gzera shava, we've seen how the hekesh works up and down, and we've covered a lot of stuff in this last half an hour. Okay, let's move on. All right. Now, I told you to take half an hour, Michael. Okay, now, Chatat Milan Lebait Safo, the next line of the Mishnah, but it's clear that, eh? It really is clear, right? Right? Alan, you woke up, it's clear. All right. Chatat Milan, where do you know the Bait Safo? How do you know the Chatat now needs Safon? Right? We asked at the very beginning, right? We said, Michtei Safon Be'olakativ, right? And then we said, and we brought it from and we said, Chatat, how do we know? And we said, Chatat from Ola. So most like this. Again, it says chatat minalan the bay tzafon. We don't have a chatat bay. He says dichtiv shachatat chatat b'mekom ha'ola. So they just check the chatat in the place of the ola. So most okay, that's beautiful. Ashkechen shchita, we found it for shchita. Aval kabbalah minalan. How we know that the kabbalah also has to be done in the north, right? We know it, that the shchita had kabbalah. He says dichtiv v'lakach ha'kohen. Remember this limud? We learned this before. Read this limud of v'lakach, and we said v'lakach wasn't. Remember v'lakach was it kibul? It was a halacha. Remember that? Remember that? That's v'lakach ha'kohen. Right? If you look there, Rashi says, V'lakach ha-kohen, batar v'shachat, after you've shechted it, it says the very first wild lines of Rashi at the bottom. Ketiv b'chatat yachid, u'mash v'makom ha-ola anami yilkach, v'hachte dekicha kabbalah, degar v'gzer shav v'tor ha-konim, nemar kan ha-kicha v'nemar lahan ha-kicha v'yikach moshe elat, chassi adam agonob. We learned that as well yesterday, right? Kicha, right. Okay, that's very nice. But mekabel atzmo minalan, how did the mekabel himself has to be standing in the north? Rashi says there, remember this as well, that he can't stand in the southern side and put his hands into the north. Whether he himself has to be standing in the north. Amar kra velakach. Look at this, the pasuk is velakach. And read it, lo kach. The Meshitta takes out the yud there, and read it, lo kach. It's a play on the words, velakach. If you split up the velakach and you change the vav of the lamed around, you've got lo him kach. Okay, so velakach, he kach, in the north. Okay. So Ashkechen a mitzvah. Now we found that it's for the mitzvah. Now remember, in Tzvachim, we need to know that if it's like Ma'akev, we have to have two limudim, remember? If we learn only once, we learn to the mitzvah. But to Ma'akev, the mitzvah isn't a good mitzvah. You haven't done it, you have to Ma'akev. Le Ma'akev minayin. So Gemara says, Krachrina. We've got another pasuk. And what's that pasuk? Ketiv v'shachat oto b'makom asher yishchat ta'ola. Right? Another pasuk there, that pasuk there. You look at Rashi there, Krachina, the Darish Le'etan Likuv, we got that to the Gibbuf, Ketanya Vajachat Oto, Beseir Nasi Ketiv. This is the Seir of the Nasi, it's also a Chatat. So in another Chatat of the Nasi, we've got the word, it says there, Vajachat Oto, the Chatat of the Nasi, Bamakoma Shichat Aula. So we've got two Makrot now for North. We've got Dichti Vajachat La Chatat Makom Haula, and Vajachat Oto, Bamakoma Shichat Aula. So twice we mentioned the Chatat. Once the regular chatat, once the chatat of the Nasi, of the Nasi, etc. And the Gemara says, "V'tanya." We learned there in a brighter hechan ola nishchata b'tzafon. Where's the ola done in the tzafon? Afze b'tzafon, because it says there, but makom asher yishchat doesn't say b'tzafon, right? So where's the tzafon in the tzafon? Okay, let's go. Now the Gemara wants to know as follows: the chimikana talamed, is this really your source for your second pasuk of Ma'akev, the seer of the Nasi? Right, we look at Rashi there. Umikan, the Meshitta adds in that Yud Gimel Ani. Right? Umikan Ani tzarich lemod leze bifnei atzmo. Valo kol ha-chatot bichlal torat chatot. We got that classic pasuk of kol ha-chatot bichlal torat ha-chatat. Remember, we learned that, Rabbi Akiva brought that a second, we had that on the previous Amud. And we said, but everyone learns that. But remember, we said, the nafkele mizot torat ha-sham, torat ha-chat kol ha-shamot, torat ha-chat, torat ha-chat, etc. So, So what's going on over here? V'lo kvar ne'emar, v'makom asher tishchat ha'ola, tishchat ha'chatat. And we've got them, so we've got two psukim. So why are you answering now? We've got an answer for Ma'akev. Right? The Gemara says like this. No. What's the Sir Nasi coming to teach us? So why do we have to the Sir Nasi? It seems to be like a third pasuk. He says, Ha lama yatsa. Why have we got this specifically coming? What's unique about this? Ligboa lo makom. He says to tell us, Ligboa. Now look at Rashi there on the word Ligboa. Right? Ligboa lo makom. He says not to fix its place, but Lishanot alav. To teach again, to repeat it. Lishanot alav, Laakev kibu'o b'chach. That's what that Nasi came there to teach us. So this seems to be the pasuk that was written a second time to teach the kibur. She'im lo shachata b'tzafon pasu. To tell us that if you didn't do the korban there, then another pasuk. So yatao melechach yatsa. That's the limud. Maybe the other way around altogether. You want to tell me this is a ribu? I'm thinking maybe it's a miut. Maybe it's dafke the Nasi that his sa'ir has to be in the north. But everything else has to be in the north. And we haven't got a pasuk to teach us ma'akev for anything else. Only the Nasi is ma'akev. The Gemara says, no, you can't say why. Because Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says, v'shachat l'achatat b'makom ha'ola, zeh b'na'av l'kol ha'chataot. This is telling us, oh, this is a binyanav. Sheyu tonot safon. Okay? But that question was, how tonight goes to Ashkechen, say Nasi, b'en Yisrael and Akev. Aval shah ha'chataot nami, Ashkechen the mitzvah. So that's all very well. So now we've got the Nasi, if you usually tell you that's his pasuk, then that's the second pasuk. That only teaches me about the Nasi la'akev. But where do we know that there's ma'akev and ashkev? We've got mitzvah as well for chataot from the previous pasuk. But where do we know about all other chataot that there's la'akev? Dichtav b'kizva uchtiv b'se'ira. So the two pasukim over here, the Gemara brings. What's interesting is, if you look at the pasuk that says b'kizva, the pasuk there says, v'samach et yado al rosh ha'chatat, v'shachat ota lechatat b'mkom asher yishchat la'ola. You don't see the word there, kisba, mentioned. But if you have the chumash, we've done enough chumash for this morning, right? If you have the chumash, you'll see that the psukim immediately before this, talking about the other keves, okay? This is uchtiv b'seira, and again, on the korban of the seira, the pasuk as well. So v'samach et yado al rosh ha'chatat, v'shachat ha'chatat b'mkom ha'ola. Again, it's talking about the seir. It's not mentioned the pasuk, it's talking about the seir, right? So in those two cases over there, it tells us, b'chatat b'mkom ha'ola. And I said, "B'makom ashishchat la'olah." We know where's olah. Olah is betzafon. Therefore, there's also betzafon. So we've got a second limud, both for chata, for keves, and for sair, that there's ma'akev in the north. So where's akev? That's nas. So what's el otol amadi? So why do I have in the pasuk of here of sair of the nasi v'shachat oto? Just have v'shachat b'makom ashishchat la'olah. Why v'shachat oto? What's that miut? Oto means it specifically. What's that miut coming to teach me? V'shachat oto lamali, he says, mi baile, we need that. Why? Lichtetan, we got a brighter. Oto betzafon, v'ein sa'ir nachshon betzafon. There's another sa'ir, right? That's what we learned about in this week's parsha, right? In Bahalukha. In Bahalukha, right? Or was it in Naso? Naso, sorry, last Shabbos. Right? And the Nesim brought the korbanot, and the first one was nachshon b'ra minadab from Shevet Judas. That's what's called Nasi Nachshon. They were all the Nesim, but Nachshon was the first Nasi. I think it's what's called Nasi Nachshon. Right? He was the first one to bring it. So he says there that the Seir Nachshon never needed Sa'ir. That's the reason why it says on this Nasi, of the Sa'ir, of the Nasi, is V'shachat Oto, but not Seir Nachshon. Why not Seir Nachshon? Look at Rashi there. Uchtiv Seira, I skipped Rashi there, Arosha Sa'ir. Can anybody find Seir Nachshon? Where's it?
Ve'in
Seir Nachshon. Right, thank you. Sirei Chanukat Nesiim shelo ba'u al chet. He said they were called chataim, but they didn't bring them because of a particular chet that they had done. It wasn't a korban chatat. They brought chataim as a general chatat. It wasn't a specific chet that they brought them on. So Gemara says, well, it's a Vitania. We got a brighter v'samach yado arosh ha'sair. Right, that he's talking about over there. V'samach yado arosh ha'sair v'shachat uto b'mkom asher yishchat la'olah shelo. L'rabot Seir Nachshon. We've got a brighter that tells us that that taki is l'rabot, not l'mait. So how do you live with that? What's the answer there? So he says, no, l'smichet Rabbi Yehuda. That l'rabot, it's not the rabot tzafon, it's l'rabot smicha. That's the Seir of Nachshon, he has to do smicha as well. For Rabbi Shimon omer, rabot sirei avodat kochavim l'smicha. Rabbi Shimon's got a different limud, and he says that it's nothing to do with Nachshon there, it's for other sirei avodat kochavim. So now the Gemara goes back as far as Rabbi Yehuda is concerned. So the Gemara is concerned that he says l'rabot smicha, what's his limud? We might have thought that taka, because there's a ribu over here, ribu as well, tzafon, kamash melan, oto, only Oto, the sire of the Nasi, needs Tzafon, and not Sir Nachshon needs Nachon. Gemara isn't happy. Matra Vina, Vina's an Akasadia. He says, Ha Nichel Rabbi Yehuda. He says, that only works well with Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda was the one who said that it's Rabbi Tzmicha. Rabbi Shimon, right? My Kilameimar, what's the question? Rabbi Shimon never said it talking about Nachshon at all. Right? Rabbi Shimon said it's coming to tell us about Sirim of Avodat Kochavim. Right? You with me? Now, if it never came to teach us about a mi'ut of smicha, a ribui of smicha, then how do we know that it isn't teaching us about a ribui of Nachshon? Clear? Is it a clear question? According to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that it's mentioned specifically to teach us a ribui of smicha and not a ribui of Nachshon, that there isn't tzafon for Nachshon. We understand. But Rabbi Shimon, who says nothing to do with that at all, he's still living with the concept that it could be a ribui of Nachshon as well. That even Nachshon would mean the north, right? That's what Gemara says. Only works with Rabbi Yehuda. But according to Rabbi Shimon, we haven't got any proof here what that oto really means. So now, Amalei Marzutra, Berei Rav Tebi, Ravina. Look at this. This is, I think, one of the wilder questions we've seen. He says, Ul Rabbi Yehuda, mi nicha? You say that nicha to Rabbi Yehuda. What you seem to say is that as far as Rabbi Yehuda is concerned, he solved our dilemma. But does Rabbi Yehuda really solve our dilemma? Is it nichet Rabbi Yehuda? Because what's happening over here, all Rabbi Yehuda said was that it comes to marbe smicha. Right? It comes to include smicha. He says, Lamai de itrevi, itrevi. Aval umai de lo itrevi, lo itrevi. In other words, you telling me that Rabbi Yehuda, it's our pastor Rabbi Yehuda, that he says it comes to marbe smicha and to mema'et tzafon. Maybe not. Maybe it just comes to marbe smicha. And when it doesn't come to marbe, it doesn't come to marbe, it doesn't come to mema'et anything. Right? So while it's a pasha to you, that Rabbi Yehuda is neichelei. Right? Look at Rashi there. Lamai did not itchu. Look right down at the bottom. Right? He says, Yehan nichel Rabbi Yehuda, de marbe al smicha, therefore it's trich lemi'ute mitzafos. He says, Lamai did not itchu. Daha ribui gabe smicha kativ. V'tzafon mehechetiti. What's Tzafon going to do with it, right? Why do we need the miut here? We haven't got a miut. We haven't got a ribui. So he says like this. Now you might want to say, what's the reason? If we didn't say that there must be a miut there, that it's the oto. Hava minatiti b'binyan av. Right? Let's say bring b'binyan av. And therefore what we say, imken, smicha gufa titi b'binyan av. Why do we need a ribui? Learn a binyan av. Every korban is smicha, therefore binyan av to smicha, and therefore ella. So what's the answer? Midorot lo gamri. Hachanami midorot lo gamri nan. What does it mean, a dorot? The dorot is apsukim we're learning now of mitzvahs for the dorot. Nachshon was a mitzvah l'sha'ata, right? It was only a one off. So it says, therefore, we'll be able to learn any ribui, nothing either forward, backwards, whatsoever. Ve'ela. Oto betzafon, ve'ein shochet betzafon. Right, so now this. So remember, they said v'chita. You might want to say, but you can't say that because the tzafon. Right. So how do we know that? So shochet midrabe achin. So where do we know? Where would we know that from? But otob tzafon and shochet tzafon. He says that's not a problem. Why? Because shochet that we have to have shchita in the tzafon. We learn that without this pasuk because we got midrabe achin afke. We got a brighter that said the tan rabbi achin omer. What's it telling us? We've seen this pasuk many times now, that you shecht it on the northern corner. Ma tamud lomar, lefi shematzinu omed betzafon umekabel betzafon. We know that animal has to stand in the north, and the guy getting the blood also has to stand in the north. Ve'im amad bedarom vekipel betzafon pasu. And if he stood, we saw that already, if he stood in the southern part and stuck his hands into the north, the Makabel now, not the Shochet, right? We pasu, Yachol Afze, can maybe him as well, the Shochet, Tamud Lomar Oto Betzafon, Ve'ein HaShochet Betzafon. We don't need the Shochet in the Tzafon, we need the Makabel Dam in the Tzafon. Is it clear? Right. Ela, Oto Betzafon, so the Gemara says, sorry. It's not clear to me. So if it's clear to anybody, then somebody can explain to me, because Yeah, but no, it doesn't make. There's something missing over here because we try to learn what's oto. Right. So now our question is ve'ele oto. So what's oto? If you go back a few lines, I think I read incorrectly. So the Gemara says, okay, so now we've got this whole thing of we can't have been here because of Gamadrot. So now what is the Otor telling us? Because we don't need anymore this Otor to tell us a ribui, a mi'ut on Seir of Nachshon. Because we can't learn anything from Nachshon. So what's the Otor telling us? So the Gemara says, Otor b'tzafon, Meshachet b'tzafon. So that's what it's telling us. That Otor b'tzafon, that he's standing behind the Shochet. Why do we need that? The shochet mid Rabbi Achia nafka Rabbi Achia omer v'shachar tov yevach b'zeh tzafon amat mo doba lefi shematzilu omer b'tzafon migod tzafon imamah b'tarom mikiv tzafon yachol af zeken otavuna otov b'tzafon ein shochet b'tzafon. We don't need that because we already got the limud of Rabbi Achia to tell us we don't have to have the shochet in the tzafon. So what is otov telling me now? I haven't got any purpose for an otov. Right, that makes sense now. We haven't got a limud for otov anymore because if we said otov was telling us that the shochet doesn't just mean the tzafon, we learned it from Rabbi Achia. So what's my otov telling me? Was it not an otov? Otov, you're right. So what's otov for? Otov is that the animal has to be in the tzafon. The ain ben off but tzafon. If you're bringing a bird, you don't have to do the shechita for a bird in the tzafon. That's what otov is for. Okay, is that clear right now? Right. And how do we know that? The Tanya. How do we know? Because we've got a pasuk that says like this. It says, Yachol yeheh ben of ta'un tzafon. Could a bird sacrifice need also the north? V'dinu tzakav v'chomer. Uma ben son shelo kavalo kohen. Right? An animal, we haven't got a specific kohen has to do the shechita. Why? Because we know that shechita is k'sheira b'zar. Right? Because even a non-kohen can do shechita. I think Rashi says that. Shalok of Alokan, right, look at the second very wide lines of Rashi, towards the middle end of the line, the Shechita Bazar Kshaira, right? Because the Shechita is Kshaira. Aval, when it comes to Aval Kavalo Tzafon, so an animal, let's look now, there's a cull side of an animal, we don't have to have anybody particularly shechting it, anyone can shecht it. But what we do have is, Otor telling us Tzafon. So Ben Off, when it comes to a bird, She Kavalo Kohen, remember the Melika, right, only a kohen can do melika. A zar can't do melika, right? So this is ain odin sheikvelo tzafon. So we'd have a gzeres shavia. We think a bird is more serious. Why a regular? Anyone can shecht it. It has to be in the north. So if a bird, only a kohen can shecht it, vada has to be in the north. That would be our thinking, right? Mistake. Talmud Amar Oto. No, only the animal in the north. A bird has to be in the north. The Gemara says, wait a second. That's not, that doesn't make sense. Why? Because Male Ben Son Shechem Kavalo Kli is a tzad chamur of an animal as well. You wanted to tell us only a tzad kal of an animal, that there's nobody, anyone can do shechita with it. I'm telling you, no. There's a tzad chamur of an animal. Why? He has to have a knife. Shekavalo Kli, look at Rashi. Sakin neshechita, mi v'yikach el ha-machelet, v'hata mola havai, v'chein mizrak lekabel Tomar beben off shenimlak betziporin. There's no kli, an animal, a bird, is kal. It just uses his finger. With an animal, he has to be kli. So therefore, this kal v'chomer doesn't work. We were mafrit the kal v'chomer. Okay, start again. Ella, okay. So what's otor for? Otor betzafon ve'ein pesach betzafon. That's what it's coming to actually teach us. That the pesach is in the tzafon, right? And how do we know that? Tanya, it doesn't bring yakvomer. Yachol yeh pesach tu tzafon. Could we think that maybe a korah pesach must be in the tzafon? And why would we think that? Because the kavah chomer, v'dinu. Ma ola shechein lo kavah lo zman shechitato. An ola, whenever you want. An ola is now zman, right? Like a korah pesach. Kavah lo tzafon. Then you got to bring a korah and you got to bring a tzafon. Pesach she kavah lo zman is a tzad chamur of pesach. You have to bring it in that window of only between certain times. Surely the Korban Pesach should be chamur as well for a tzafon. Therefore, Talmud Amar Oto. That's why we had to have this limud of Oto. Otherwise, we would have thought that a Korban Pesach needs tzafon. The Gemara says, no, there's not a good kal v'chomer, and therefore we don't need it. Why? Because ma le'ola shechen kalil. An ola is completely burnt on the mizbeach. It's much more chamur than a Korban Pesach. It's kotche kotchim. A Korban Pesach ain't kotche kalim. So therefore, your Gemara doesn't work. The Gemara says, okay, so you know what? We learn from Chatat. So now I'll tell you Chatat, right? And what could happen over here is interesting. We said, let's learn Ola, right? Korban Pesach from Ola. So we say we can't learn Korban Pesach from Ola. Why? Because Ola is a Kalil. completely burned. It was, okay, we'll still stick with Korban Pesach. The Limud Yeh is still telling us Korban Pesach doesn't need Safon, but we won't learn it from an Ola, we'll learn it from a Chata, the Gzer Shem, a Chata. A Kavachon from Chata, right? Because Chata, look at Rashi there, Michatat, I love the Ma'ate, have a Ma'atir and Le Michatat, She'enu Kalil V'onesh V'tol Safon, because the Chatat as well needs Safon, it hasn't got a time, as opposed to Pesach, which needs a time, and it isn't completely burnt, therefore it hasn't got that tzad chamur, right, of the ola, and yet we see that it needs tzafon, so surely a Korban Pesach also needs tzafon. That's what we have to have the Torah. We say, no, the chatat also you can't, because it's tzad chamur of a chatat. Why? Ma'al chatat, shechein mechaperet al chadeh kritut. A chatat brings you a kapara for karet. A Pesach is a karet, therefore a chatat is more chamur, therefore we can't say that a Pesach, we can learn a kavachomer. Remember, kavachomer, you have to have what you're learning from is more chamur. Pesach is more. If a chatat and Pesach is more chamur, then obviously there. But if turns out the chatat is more chamur than Pesach, then you can't learn a kavachomer. So we say, okay, you know what? You're right. Let's learn from Asham. We learn from Pesach from Asham. Why? Because Ola we couldn't learn it because it was completely burnt. El chatat we couldn't learn it because it was more chamur because it was for mechaper for karet. And Asham now is not mechaper for karet, right? So me'asham. So Gemara says, no, you can't have asham either. Why? Because asham also the tzad chamur. What's tzad chamur? Ma'al asham shechein kodshei kodshim. And asham is kodshei kodshim, and Pesach is kodshei kalim. Therefore, you can't get asham. So we haven't yet got the source of oto. With me? We don't know what oto is telling us. Coming to the other. Gemara says, mikur anami. Even if you tried all of them for Korban Pesach together, you wouldn't have been able to learn the kavachomer. Why? Shechein kodshei kodshim or kodshei kalim. So goes, okay. So what is oto? What is that oto coming to teach us? It says, Le'olam keda amran mi'kara. Actually, we've already mentioned what the real reason is. And what is it? Oto b'tzafon v'ein shochet b'tzafon. It really has got to do with that limud we learned earlier on, that the animal has to be in the north, but the shochet and the makabel dam in the north, but the shochet doesn't have to be in the north. Ah, we've got a problem. What was our problem? Remember our problem? We already learned that from Rabbi Achia. With that brighter. So the Gemara says, Udekash shelach mid Rabbi Achia nafkalan. Now you tell me, but why do we need that limud? We've got Rabbi Achia's brighter. So he says, No. Lav le me'utai shochet b'tzafon. Don't, Rabbi Achia was telling us that the shochet doesn't have to be in the tzafon. The Talmud Lomar Oto is telling us the flip side of Rabbi Achia. And what is that? Le me'utai shochet b'tzafon. Ela en shochet b'tzafon. When Rabbi Achia tells the shochet doesn't have to be in the tzafon, what are we learning then? That the shochet doesn't have to be in the tzafon, but the makabel doesn't have to be in the tzafon. So it's like the derivative of the law of Rabbi Achia. And that we learn from Talmud Lomar Oto. Right? So now the Gemara said like this, makabel, look at that Yud Aleph there quickly of the Shittim Mekubetzet. It's interesting. He says, makabel, mi velakach lo kach nafka. Remember we had that limud where we said that the Gemara played with the psukim and said velakach was lo kach. Remember that? Mm-hmm. She says, yeah, makaba, but where is makaba from? It's not a pasuk. You tell me makaba. We've already learned makaba because makaba we said from velakach, right? Which was lo kach velakach nafka. She says, no, lakach velakach lo mashmala. It doesn't really hold on this. Then we bounce that out straight away. Now, we can finish over here or we can go down a few more lines. Your choice. I don't know. We can quickly run one if you want. Let's go 1.5 more minutes and try and finish up to 5 minutes. Okay. Ashkechen shchita bo'olah le'mitzvah. So now we found shchita. With all of that, it's a mitzvah. About Kabbalah. Now we're in mitzvah shchita. We found as Kabbalah. We got shchita and Kabbalah. But when it comes to shchita and Kabbalah, akev, where do we learn at the double limud that we know that there's an ikuv? Amar Adabar Ava. Ve'i teima, Rabbi Bar Shilo, kavachomer. We're going to kavachomer. Uma chatat haba mikoach ola. Remember the very first question on the daf. We said, right, michtei tzafon be'ola ketiv, right? Where do we learn about ola? Everything would come from the word, from the ola. We learn chatat from ola. So he says, so now we're asking a question, right? What's our question now? About an ola. So we're happy with chatat. But now our question is, where do we know there's a mitzvah of ma'akev for ola? So the Gemara says, a kavachomer. You're happy that a chatat is ba'akev, the two psukim. And where do we learn chatat? From Ola. So if you learn it from Ola, haba mikoach Ola, Ola sheba'a chatat mikocha, the Ola, which the chatat only comes because of it, ain't no din shema'akevet. It's pashut, right? should obviously be makke because all the limud from all that. So Gemara says, no, not so simple. Why? Because ma'al chatat shechen mekapir alcha bekritut. There's a tzad chamur for chatat, which is much more than the ola. So you can't learn the keva chomer. I think that's enough over here. This is the rapper. I have to stop. Okay.